David Harris Jr., the black community can help secure President Trump's re-election. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 9, 2019. David Harris Jr., a member of the board of the newly launched Black Voices for Trump, told Breitbart News that he believes the black community can play a role in making sure that President Donald Trump is re-elected in 2020. Harris spoke with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight host Rebecca Mansour on Friday evening. "We believe in what this president has done, we believe in what he is doing," said Harris of the Black Voices for Trump coalition. "We really want to make sure that he gets re-elected. And we really believe that the black community can help make sure that happens in 2020. Black Voices for Trump was launched on Friday in Atlanta, Georgia, where President Donald Trump announced that we're going to campaign for every last African American vote in 2020, adding that America is waking up to the Democrat Party's record of suffering and neglect. Listen below. This president is doing something for the black community that is unprecedented, and we need to re-elect him, because we need four more years of what he has been doing to continue to take place," affirmed Harris, "and it's good for all Americans when this happens for the black community. The black unemployment rate has never gone below 7% in our country's history," he added. "It broke down to 5.9% last year, and it's hit six new records of low unemployment for the black community, down to 5.4% today. It's been 17 consecutive months under 7%, which was never, ever broken before in our country's history," said Harris, who noted that black Americans are, unfortunately, unaware of these statistics, as they continuously hear lies spewed by the mainstream media. Harris also shared how he believes the message of Black Voices for Trump has been received thus far, and where he sees it going from here. "Our goal is to actually go into the black communities, pick up advertisements with black newspapers, on black television, on stations and communities, and bring these truths to them that they don't even know about. My driver, this morning on my way to an event, a black American here in Atlanta, I shared with him some of the statistics. I talked about the opportunity zones, I talked about prison reform that has freed over 7,000 inmates, that over 90% of those inmates have been black Americans that have been reunited with their families. The second part of that act is getting them reintegrated into society. They've got jobs, there's incentives for companies to bring them on board. He didn't know any of this stuff. He was blown away. He's like, I don't hear any of this. They may not like the president for whatever reason, for however they've conjured up who they think he is as a person because of the liberal media, but when they see what's on the table for black America, they're gonna want to take action, because they would be insane not to," said Harris. The Black Voices for Trump board member also elaborated on how Facebook banned his page, which had garnered 700,000 followers, on Friday, after he posted articles that dared to mention the name of the alleged whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella. "I got hit with 14, Facebook, violations," explained Harris. "I'm a publisher, DavidHarrisJr.com. I try to bypass the leftist media narrative. And several articles that we had published and posted on Facebook had mentioned the whistleblower. His name was common knowledge, Adam Schiff even released his name. Facebook took every one of those articles that had his name mentioned off my page, and said, your page is a risk for being unpublished. That was 2 days ago. Today, Friday, they unpublished my page, even though I had taken those articles down," explained Harris. "I didn't post any more articles with his name in it. This is just proof that these big tech companies are willing to do whatever they want to do to whoever doesn't follow their narrative," he added. Mansour noted that she has a real hard time believing that this was just coincidental. Regarding Harris' Facebook page being unpublished on the same day of the Black Voices for Trump launch, Harris concluded by encouraging people to get involved with Black Voices for Trump. "We're going to be following up with every person that fills out forms," said Harris. "We're going to be getting into the communities all across the country, and helping them mobilize individuals. We're looking for and welcoming anybody that wants to get involved, especially if they're a part of the black community, to be a part of this coalition for 2020 to help get this amazing president that we've got re-elected," he added. "We need him in for four more years." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.